San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
We are coming. Hi, my name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live from Belmont Park, not KFMB, with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And now time to introduce, oh, by the way, you can get us, we're on an app on 760 KFMB, if you search that. Also, iTunes, if you search It's Your Money and Your Life, you can get us there in the free podcast. And at iymoney.com. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He is an established philanthropist. He's a best-selling author. And he is a family office advisor advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you on this beautiful night?
I am marvelous. I can see the sun setting there from the Wave House Terrace upstairs here at Belmont Park. It's
my
incredible.
My God, what a marvelous job. What a renaissance they have created here at this venue.
It's incredible, isn't it? We'll talk about some of that in the second half of the show. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, what about the tennis today?
I'm depressed, man. I'm a Roger Federer fan, Joe.
I'm a Federer and a Djokovic fan, and my gosh, if you had told me last week that Roger would lose in straight sets and Djokovic would lose in four, I would have thought you were absolutely out of your mind. But their opponents played out of their mind today, and look at those other guys.
Yeah, it's good somebody else gets in the finals. After about 10 years, same four guys.
How hot it was down on that court today?
It was about 120 down on the court.
91 air temp, yeah. And the humidity had to be probably up there because a big rainstorm.
Yeah, storm was brutal conditions.
But
Roger looked all of his 33 years old. That's old for a tennis player.
But anyway, it was exciting tennis. But the good news is we have an American in the women's final tomorrow, Serena. And
she's going to win.
She's that's what we said about Djokovic and Federer.
I know.
You can't overlook anybody in tennis today. I think, on any given day, some of these players can – well, I mean, this is unbelievable. I don't think it's ever happened. I've never seen this happen in the U.S. Open.
No, a 10 seed and a 14 seed.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, we want to plug somebody again. LaCostaFilmFestival.org. LaCosta Film Festival, September 18th to the 21st.
And why are we doing that?
Well, it's just a lot of fun. But our buddy James Erskine, who's been a guest on the show a couple of times, has a piece called The Accidental Death of a Cyclist about the famous
Pantani.
Italian bike racer Marco Pantani, Il Pirata.
It was kind of like a Dennis Rodman type figure, real rock
exactly.
and roll.
So that's showing. That's showing on Friday, September 19th at 1 o'clock over at the Dove Street Library Theater, which is just north of La Costa, right off of El Camino Real and Dove Street, over by the big shopping center where the Cineopolis is, north of the Omni La Costa.
So how many venues are going to be screening?
They're using three. They're using Cineopolis over there. They're using the Dove Street Library, and then they're selling some over at, of course, La Costa itself.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But 1 o'clock on Friday, check out LaCostaFilmFestival.org. Love to see you out there. We're going to be out there hanging out.
That's Cineopolis. That's Mexican-owned, which kind of relates to what we're going to get into tonight.
It does.
Because we're talking about helping our friends south of the border tonight. We also have Corazon de Vida, and from that organization we have...
Amar Haray.
Amar Haray.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Amar, what is your exact title over there?
I'm the managing director of the San Diego chapter.
And how many chapters do you have?
We have three chapters. The core is up in Irvine.
Yeah.
And then we have the LA chapter and the San Diego chapter.
Started by a woman, right? Back in the started by a woman, Hilda. You want to tell her story a little bit?
Hilda is the most amazing woman. She started Corazon de Vida 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the reason why she started it is she was herself she's an orphan. And grew up in an orphanage down in Baja, and went back to that orphanage after building a whole life for herself. She was able to make it to the United States and have a whole career and have a happy life. And she went back to visit the orphanage and found that the home was way worse than when she left it. She couldn't even recognize the home compared to where, the memory that she had of the place she grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And so she started fundraising and putting things together for that one home. Well, 20 years later, now Corazon de Vida supports 15 homes.
Mm.
That's 800 kids. And provides pretty much shelter and
but
food
this
on
is
the table.
Interesting. When people hear the word orphanages, they usually think of kids who have no parents. I know in Mexico, there's no welfare system. There's no social security system, so to speak. There's no support like we have in this country. So that's right. In many cases, the kids who wind up in orphanages, they might just be the child of a single parent, correct?
That's totally correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the foster care system does not exist in Mexico. Mm-hmm. The government provides no help whatsoever to any of those homes. So all those homes are privately run and funded, basically.
Mm-hmm. And most of them are near the border because a lot of Americans help, right?
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, Tijuana, unfortunately, is a place that brings people from all of South America to try to make it across the border. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it's a transient population. And with that comes a lot of poverty. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there's a huge, huge problem with child homelessness there. And so the problem with that is, unfortunately, since the government down there doesn't help, those kids only have one choice, is be on the street or, you know, be in a home like this that is supported by a charity. A lot of good people and different charities are doing the same thing Corazon de Vida is doing. Corazon de Vida, to me, has been maybe the most successful one at doing that.
Uh-huh. And so briefly, what's your background and how did you get interested in this cause? I mean, just brief background and why this would be of interest to you.
Yeah. I'm originally from France. I came to the United States 15 years ago, and I kind of living the American dream. I built myself my own career. I have my own businesses, and at some point in time, I realized that what really matters at the end of the day is how much impact you have in your life. And in a lot of ways, it can be your neighbor, it can be your friends, it can be your family, or it can be a cause or a charity that's worth helping or fighting for. And there's nothing more important to me than kids, in the sense that they're the future. Mm-hmm. They're the future of our society. They will define how our own children will live. Mm-hmm. And so the amazing part about Tijuana and Baja California is it's literally right across the border. So it's easy to see the impact where your money is going, what you're doing, compared to going all the way to Africa, for instance. And that's main reason why I started with Tijuana. Hopefully, we will grow and do much bigger things. But there's already a lot of work to be done just right across the border.
So you give us your history. You grew up in France, then, or
yeah? So both my parents are from Algeria.
Sure.
They took a boat in the 70s.
Albert Camus, the stranger, Algeria.
Well, so, Algeria is in Africa, isn't it?
That is correct. Yeah, Northern Africa. Yeah. So they took a boat for a better life and went to the south of France. So I was born and grew up in the south of France. Mm-hmm. Both my parents, very hard workers, construction worker. My father was a construction worker. My mom was a restaurant worker. And so now, actually, it's interesting because thanks to scholarships and so forth, I made it to the U.S. I went to USD for school. And,
hey, my alma mater. Nice job there, pal.
And the funny part is now I own restaurants and I have a real estate company.
Really? What restaurants? Let's plug them. What the heck? Shameless plug. Which restaurant?
It's called Matisse Bistro. We're in downtown San Diego.
Downtown San Diego. Matisse.
Like the painter.
Okay. Right? Yeah. There we go. You got some artwork hanging up down there?
Exactly right.
Very good. Where's it located?
Broadway in India.
Broadway in India.
Yes, 600 West Broadway, exactly.
Okay.
I've been there. It's quite good. I didn't know you were the owner.
Oh, thank you.
Cool stuff.
On the cusp of Little Italy there.
It is, exactly.
Outstanding.
So you guys mentioned you have three chapters. Do you plan to grow more chapters or just make the chapters you have bigger? What's the game plan?
Right now, we started the San Diego chapter beginning of the year, so we're putting things in place where every month we have different events that we're promoting and putting together, and we're growing the team of people. We're welcoming anyone that wants to do anything. We have companies that are jumping on board and donating their employees' time. We have individuals donating different things from toys to money and, of course, supplies.
What's your website, so our listeners know?
It's www.corazondevida.org. Yeah.
CORAZONDEVIDA. .org. Got it.
Yeah, by the way, we're not taking any breaks till the end of the show, Richard, so we're just going to keep on going. I'll go grab Brad at the appropriate time because of that technical glitch. So
that's cool.
Just putting out there. Folks, if you're wondering what all this background noise might be, we are at Belmont Park above in this new Coaster Terrace, this excellent new corporate space here, or special event space. And
we've got a big charity fundraiser going on, Corazon de Vida being one of the causes, Maya Relief Foundation.
And Pequeño, can you help me say that?
Pequeño Eden.
Pequeño Eden, is that right?
Did he say it
right?
Correct.
Okay. Like Little Eden.
Like Little Eden, correct.
Yeah. But, it's a neat name.
So there's 50 of these orphanages down there. I mean, it's
15.
15?
15, yes.
And it's amazing because every orphanage on average has around 50 kids, and you have to see the organization of each orphanage to take these kids to school.
That, 15 that you work with, though, right?
That is correct. Yes.
But I mean, that's my point was there are a lot more.
It's about 800 kids.
Yeah. But so school, I mean, you must be changing lives. And Hilda came across and the border here, right? I mean, she eventually came to the States and worked, right? And
yeah.
So.
So the amazing thing with Corazon de Vida is that now we're pushing really strongly on the educational component. We have around 20 kids that are in university that came out of this orphanage system. And we're sponsoring them to go through university down in Mexico. We have kids that are studying engineering. We have kids that are studying film producing. We have kids.
Really?
And what we're trying to do is match donors here in the U.S. or mentors to get them, you know.
Okay, so we have to tell you about Reality Changers. Are you familiar with them? Because they help first gen. Richard, you're going to have
to. We'll make an introduction. You need to know Christopher Yanoff with Reality Changers.
UCSD.
In City Heights. Also, he's UCSD.
He graduate.
But local boy, just a great cause.
Started this organization. They help first generation immigrant families get their first generation into colleges, and they're doing spectacular.
Make sure you shoot me an email, and I'm going to introduce you guys.
I would love to.
We had him on the show, and we could probably even send you that podcast if you want to hear more. But he's got Arnie, who's the Secretary of Education?
Tall guy, the basketball player.
Arnie Duncan. I think he's been there and been involved. His picture's on the website with Chris Ho. He's reached out to some pretty big people.
He has. Omar, you guys are doing great work. Yeah. I think we have to get Brett Miller on the show.
Yes. I'm going to go get Brett over here.
Well, I was just going to say, that's one of the things I love is by getting involved with Corazon de Vida, I'm connecting with so many amazing people that are doing amazing work, including the Maya Relief Foundation, including the people from Pequeño.
Well, you know, I think charities are becoming much more collaborative. In the old day, I'm a lot older than you. Charities were very competitive with one another, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. They ought to be sharing resources and knowledge.
I totally agree.
And that's exactly what's going on here tonight. We're not just benefiting one great cause. We've got many, many things going on.
That's right.
All of which are just amazing. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
I really, really appreciate it.